Parshas Lech Lecha between Revi and Chamishi, Perek Yudalit. We have the story light captured Abraham Avinu goes together with his big army and he recaptures Lot, the five kings, the four kings. Al Kolpanim, at the end, of course, he was victorious. Vayetze Melech Zdoim Lekrasa, so the king of Zdoim comes out to greet Avraham Avinu. This is in Pasuk Yud Zayin. As well as Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem. Who is Malki Tzedek? Rashi says, Shem Ben Noach. Malki Tzedek. So Shem Ben Noach goes out to greet Avraham Avinu with Lechem V'yoyin, with bread and wine. V'hu Koyein Le'el Elyoyin. Malki Tzedek, Shem, was a Kayin, says the Pasuk. V'hu Koyein Le'el Elyoyin. Vayivarcheyu. So he benches, he blesses Avraham Avinu, Vayayimar, Baruch Avraham Le'el Elyoyin. Baruch El Elyoyin, and Chazal already say that first he blessed, he benched Avraham, and then he benched Hashem. And because of that, the kahuna was taken away from him. That's already a Gemara. He blesses Avram, he benches Avram, and then he benches the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Al kolpanim vayitein lo imayser mikoil. And he gives him meiser from everything. Who is the he? And who is the him? Doesn't say in the pasuk. The pasuk could be read two ways. The pasuk could be read, Avram gave Malki Tzedek, or the pasuk could be read the opposite, that Malki Tzedek gave it to Avram. Says Rashi, Vayitein loy Avram. Why does Rashi have to say that? Because actually it could be read the other way around also. It's not clear. You look at the Sif Sechami, he explains it that way. It's not clear in the pasuk who gave who. Me, Natan Lemi. Who gave who? He says, Vayitin Loy Avram, Maisa Mikael. And why did he give him Maisa? Says Rashi in the continuation, Lefisha Hoya Kayin. Because he was a Kayin. This is Rashi's pshat. The Chizkuni, the Tur, and other Rishayim say the opposite. Who gave who? Actually, it was Malki Tzedek who gave Avram. The reading of the Pasuk is more Pashtus Mashma like the Chizkuni and the Torah and those Rishayim. Because it says that he was talking and then it says Vayitein Loy. So the Pashut reading is that the same person, Malki Tzedek, who said Vayitein Loy, he gave. But you see, it's a Machlaikis Rishayim. To get into the actual implication, mashmayis, mashma more like Rashi, mashma more like the Chizkuni. Alright, it can be read both ways. The Shaila, of course, is, but what are they arguing? Why does Rashi learn that it was Avraham who gave Malki Tzedek? And why does the Chizkuni learn that it was the opposite, that it was Malki Tzedek who gave Avraham Meiser Mikoil? What exactly is the point of argument, the Nekudas HaMachlaikas? So we could say, Rabbi, that they're not arguing in the Mashmoyes HaPsukim, because if Rashi says that it could be Avram, so I guess you can't say the Chizkuni says, no, the Pasuk is Mashma, that it's Malki Tzedek. I got, like I said, it is a little bit Mashma more that it's referring to Malki Tzedek, who's giving up Ram, but still, you can learn it both ways. So what is the Nakuda, the starting point of the Machlaikis? Rabbi Say, let me tell you an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim Perik Tes, Halacha Aleph. Oh, we just lost the Tadish line there. Says the Rambam, Al Shisha Dvorim Nitzdav Adam Arishan. On six things, Adam Arishan was commanded. This is Perik Tes, Halacha Aleph. Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, and Shvichas Damim, and Gil HaRa. L'sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach.
Shhh.
Haysef L'Noach, Eva Menachai. Noach was added to him, Eva Menachai. So it comes out that it's Sheva. Sheva Mitzvahs. Six and one is how much? Seven. Okay. And this is the way it was, says the Rambam, in the world. Seven mitzvahs. Ba'avram. Till Avram came. When Avram came, Ditztava Yeser al Eilu b'mila. Mila was given to him. Vehu is Baal Shachris. And he also invented, even though the Rambam doesn't use the word invented, Misakein, but he says he did. He did Davin Shachris. And we could say Memegla, it became a thing to Daven Shachris. Let's use those words. It became an Inyan to Daven Shachris. Yitzchak, what did Yitzchak add? Hifrish, Meiser, the Hoysiv Tfilo Acheres, Lifnais Hayayim. And he made Mincha. So Meiser and Mincha. Okay. Avram, Mila, and Shachris. Yitzchak, Meiser and Mincha. Yaakov, Hoysiv, Gin Hanosha, Vispal Arvis. Yaakov, he davened Mayriv, and he also had Gin Hanosha given to him. Ube Mitzrayim, Nitzdava Amram, the Mitzvahs Yaseiris. Amram was given in Mitzrayim more Mitzvahs. Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu, till Moshe Rabbeinu came, Venishlama Taira Al Yadon. And the Taira was completed by the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu. Comes along the Ravid, and he says, you know, you missed something. What happened to Meiser? Avram Avinu gave Meiser as well. Why are you coming and saying that Yitzchok gave Meiser? If you see clearly in the Pasuk that Avram Avinu gave Meiser. So says the Ravid. And then in brackets it says, V'yitzlok shehoysu tefila acheres, avkam v'shayin. Okay, we don't have to get into that issue. Our issue is actually the beginning of the Ravid. That l'chayra, the pasuk is clear, it's crystal clear, that Avram Avinu gave Meiser. Rabbi, say, whose sheet is that Avram gave Meiser? That's only Rashi. So we can come and say that the Rambam learned like the Chizkoni. And that's the Machlaikis, the Rashi. And the Ravid is actually, I'm sorry, the Machlaikis, the Rashi and the Chizkoni is actually the Machlaikis, the Rambam and the Ravid. They're contradictory Midrashim that this is based on. There are Midrashim that is mashma like the Ravid, that Yitzchak was the first to give. And then there's Midrashim that are mashma that Avram gave. Soon we'll get to those Midrashim. So based on this, there's a Machlekes, the Rambam, the Ravid, on the contradictory Midrashim. So Mela, we could say that that's the Machlekes, also Rashi, and the Chizkuni, the contradictory Midrashim. I said this pshat a while back, years ago. I see this year, in the new Shapsi Frankel Rambams, he has something called Hagayz Vitziyunim on the side. See, the old Rambams, we don't have that. No. He just brings out this point. I see that, so either I could say that I was before him, I don't know who wrote Hagayz Vitziyunim on the side of the Rambam. See, either I was first and he was after, or he was first and I was after, but either way, we both say the same, Nekuda, that the Machlaikis, the Rambam and the Ravid is actually a Machlaikis, Midrashim, which is a Machlaikis, Rashi and the Chizkuni. I want to say a little bit deeper. And I want to say a little bit more. Because it's very hard for me to come and just say, ah, there's a Machlaikis, Midrashim, Rashi says one way, and then the Chizki says another way, and the Rambam says this midrashim and those midrashim. Why would some Rishayim pick this midrashim over those midrashim? What's the machlokes midrashim? In the Meila, we decide one way over the other. It's a machlokes midrashim, so why pick one way over the other? And how could there be a machlokes midrashim? So now we find already that midrashim, different midrashim, but it would be better if we could be miyashin, if we could answer to say that both midrashim are right. How could you do that? How could you have that one says black and the other one says white and they're both right? One says Avram did it and one says Yitzchak did it and they're both right. Right? So I'm going to show you how it can be. So first let me tell you over the midrashim that say this. The midrashim are, well actually I only took out three, but there are many of them. Three basic ones. The first one I want to tell you is a Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar Perik Yud Beis Ois Yud Gimel. Avraham Hischil Rishayim La'aser. Avraham was the first one to give Ma'aser. First Medrash. That Avraham was the first one to give Ma'aser. Truma Gedayla Rabbi. Let me tell you what it is for those that don't know what it is. There's Truma Gedayla, which is different than Ma'aser. You have to give a truma, a tithe, to the kayin. Meiser is a tenth to the lady. There's also meiseroni, we'll see. We'll get to it a little bit later. But meiser to the lady is a tenth. Truma gedayla is also referred to as meiser. It's a type of meiser. Because meiser means to cut off a tithe. That's the word meiser. Maybe it came to me that later, maybe over the years, that because meiser is to cut off, and there's meiser onion, meiser rishon, and meiser sheni, and so Mela, they took the word meiser to use it as what? A tithe. Right? Meiser means to take off. Is truma gedayla also referred to as Meiser? Okay. Rabbi's like, did he give him Meiser, or did he give him Truma? Now let's analyze. Actually, he was a Kayin, right? To a Kayin, do we give Meiser, or do we give Truma? We don't give Meiser, we give Truma. Rashi says, who Kayin? So what? You don't give Meiser to a Kayin. Tell me, you learned this Rashi many times, right? Give him Meiser, v'hu Kayin. Rashi, you don't give Meiser to a Kayin. You give Meiser to a Levi. We'll soon see it's a Machlaikis in the Gemara if you could also give it to a Kayin. That's a Machlaikis, Reb Meir, and Reb Lezer ben Azari, and Yavam is not paid for. The Tanya, a Truma le Kayin, or Meiser Risha le Levi, Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says it has to be Truma to the Kayin and Meiser to the Levi. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah matiroi with Kayin. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah holds it, you can also give it to a Kayin. So maybe we could say that Rashi paskins that way. Maybe Rashi holds with the sheet of Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah that Meiser could be given to a Kayin. We don't paskin that way. The Rambam says Klar, and Hilchis Meiser Perik Aleph Aloch Aleph, like Reb Meir, Truma le Kayin, or Meiser Isha le Levi.
Oh, beautiful.
So I don't believe to say that there's a machlekes, the Rashi paskins like a blazer, and the Chizkuni paskins like a Reb Meir. This is not the right way how to learn. We say that whatever the halach is, that's not halach. Rashi's masking for halach l'maisim. I'm saying regular good to Klara Zachar Rabbi Yisai. You're learning a Rashi. Rashi says he's a kain and he gave him meiser. Never heard that you should give Meiser to a Kayin. Never heard such a thing. So we could come and say, oh, there's a Gemara, Reb Lezer ben Azariah, and Reb Meir, Reb Lezer ben Azariah holds that you can give Meiser to a Kayin, and then Rashi, and the Rambam holds differently, and the Rambam's Lashitase. The Rambam holds you can't give Meiser to who? To the Kayin. So if he gave him Meiser, so you can't learn Rashi's Pshat, so therefore he learns the other way around. That actually Malki Tzedek gave it to who? To Avraham. It's a nice pupil, huh? Okay. Or we could say that the word Meiser doesn't mean Meiser. Maybe the word Meiser means Trumagar. And I tell you the Midrashim quote that who was the first one to give Truma? First one to give Truma was Avraham. Harimoisi Yodi Lekel Elyon. That's the pasuk before this one. No. This new medrash about Truma? No, it's in this week's parish on the pasuk. Harimoisi Yodi Lekel Elyon. Harimoisi Truma. Harimoisi Yodi. Truma. Harimoisi. That the first person to give Truma was actually who? Avraham Avinu. Ebemela, we could say, so it wasn't Meister to the Levi, it was Truma to the Kayan. So why would the Rav not bring that? Why would the Rav not say that the first person to give Truma was Avram? You like it. You know why you like it? Because I'm learning with you real Teiras Emes Pshat. Why are you the Kasha? If you hold that it's Truma, and that's the answer to the question. How could you give it to a Kayin? And because of this, we want to say that he doesn't learn Rashi's Pshat. Vayitin le Meiser, Mikael. So right there, Moshe Yadi, he was the first one to give Truma. The Rambam should have quoted that. There's an interesting Yalkut. I don't want to go through all the midrash. There are many of them, and they all contradict each other. You know, who was the first one to give Meiser? Who was the first one to give Truma? But there's an interesting Yalkut that breaks it up beautiful. Avraham gave Truma first. First to give Truma. Yitzhak was the first to give Meiser Rishon. It says clearly, Vayizra, it says in the Pasuk, that Yitzhak went and he planted and he Vayitin Meiser, he gave Meiser. What about Yankif Avinu? He gave Meiser Sheni. There is a medrash like that. That Yaakov Avinu was the first to give Meiser. V'chol asher titen li aser asrenu loch. So if you'd be paying close attention to what I'm telling you now from the Yalkut, you'll see that that's not a question. Because the Yalkut say he was the first to give a certain type of Meiser. And that is Meiser Sheni. Yalkut says each one gave a different thing. Avraham gave Truma, Yitzhak gave Meiser Rishon, and Yaakov gave Meiser Shein. We're going to get to your question. Your question is the Yisod of the Shir. Your question is the Yisod of the Shir. We're not holding it yet. Okay. Let me tell you over two terutzim. From the Achreinim on the side, well, Rishainim, I guess we couldn't call them Achreinim, from the side of the Rambam. The question is very strong. The Ravid's proving from the Midrashim that who was the first to give Meiser? Avraham! So what happened to the Rambam's not bringing it? Says the Kesef Mishnah. Tamar Ravid. The reason of the Ravid is because it says clearly in the Pasuk that Avram gave Meiser. So the Ravid's not wrong. So what's Pshat? The Rambam. So we have to explain the Rambam. The Efsher Loimer, Efsher, says the Kesef Mishnah. Maybe we could say, L'das Rabbeinu, the Bavrom loyashkachon she'iser mimimoinoi. Avram didn't give his money. Whose money did he give? Hasam. There, Davka Iser Hashlal Habab Yodai. He took from what he caught in the war. V'loi B'Tairis Meiser. That wasn't Meiser. Elefisha Kibdoi Malki Tzedek Boitzoas Lechem V'yoyin Berchoi V'rotza Lassen Leis Meiser Hashlal. So he didn't give like a Chi of Meiser, a Din Meiser, Yimachuyiv to give. Malki Tzedek was nice to him. He brought in wine. Mela, he reciprocated with what? With giving Meiser. But it wasn't a real chiyuv din, the real McCoy, so to speak, of Meiser. The real Meiser who gave first? Yitzchak. As they learned the Kesef Mishnah. You take a look in the Chassam Sofer. It's interesting, he says that if you give Meiser, there's a bracha in Meiser, so since he gave him a bracha, so he gave him back a bracha. Interesting Chassam Sofer, you know, he puts a little more spice into the pshat of the Kesef Mishnah. He doesn't quote the Kesef Mishnah, but he says it on his own, that since he gave him a bracha, it's not, you see, the Kesef Mishnah learns he gave him lech v'yayin. I'm mainly reciprocated by giving him, I guess, lech v'yayin. He gave him something, you know, in return. Something mamoshes. Some say what's a little different. Since he gave him a bracha, so how do you give him back a bracha? He gave him maisa, which has in it bracha. Ayich sam seif alatayr. Okay. The Rabbaz on the side of the Rambam comes along and says, you know something? I don't even see the Raya at all. I think the Raya is wrong. Avram Avinu gave Meiser? Since when did Avram give Meiser? It says, Vayitin lei Meiser Mikael? There's no Meiser from mumness, from money things. Meiser is either Tvua or Behemoth. So, Meiser? Let me show you Rabbaz. Very interesting about Rabbaz. He says an interesting nakuda here, Rabbaz. Yeah, it says the Rabbaz like this. Okay. Oh, here it is. Rabbeinu leiratz lefarish ke. Sharei ein hamaisis lehegas elibigidu lekarka. There's no maisa for money. There's maisa from animals, from tfua. Lekach tafas. That's why he followed the Rambam, those midrashim, you hear? That say that it was Yitzhak the first one. You hear? Machriya. The Rabbaz is learning that he was machriya between the midrashim, who's right. It's not a pelvic Rabbaz. The Rambam is machriya between the midrashim. I mean, there's two midrashim, so mean Yash and the Medrash. No. The Rambam held that these Midrashim are right, and these Midrashim are wrong. You see a tremendous yisai? That the Rambam has the right to decide right from wrong in Midrashim. You know, this is unbelievable.
I repeat that.
Unbelievable Rabbaz. That the Rabbaz is saying he found two Midrashim. One that says Avram, and the other one that says Yitzchak. But it has to be that those are right, the ones that say Yitzchak, because Avram couldn't give Maisa, because Maisa is only from Karka, from Gedulei Karka. Rabbeisai, besides from the Chiddush of Shabbai, that the Rambam can be Machriya, right from wrong in two Midrashim, but I do want to point out that according to this Rabbaz, we can bring a Raya that there's no Din Maiser from Mammon. Which is a very, very big machlokes ha'paisik. There's a Tosis in Tainus Daf Tesam and Aleph that quotes a Sifri that Meiser is a ribui, that it's Mikael Kamatia. From anything that you earn, not only it's something that grows for you, but anything that you earn, there's Meiser. That's a Tosis quoting a Sifri. Do we paskin like that Sifri? So if you take a look, in Tosis Chadashim, in the beginning of Peah, it's quoted that there is a Meiser by Mammon, and the Chassam Sofer in Yerideya, Simon Reish Lamin Peah, discusses Meiser from money. Rabbi Kivager disagrees. Rabbi Kivager says it's not so pashit that min HaTorah there's a din Meiser on money. Rabbi Kivager is in the beginning of Peah. Could be there's no Meiser for money, only Midrabanan. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan and Simon Reish Mem Tessiv Beis, he brings this Rebbe Kivager and he discusses the Shita that maybe it's only Midrabanan, the whole Din Meiser. The conclusion of many Paiskim is that it's maybe not even Midrabanan. It might just be a Minig Be'alma, just a custom. The Chofetz Chaim in his Avas Chesed, when he discusses Meiser, the Chofetz Chaim says, Perik Yud Ches Ois Beis, that when you give Meiser, you should make a Tanai, a condition, at first, before you give, that you're doing it Bli Neder. Toiv Shiasna B'tchilas Kabbalah Is HaMitzvah Shehu Bli Neder. I heard B'Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha, that he paskined, and it's very important to speak out clearly that you're doing it B'li Neder, and also to be mechaven by Hataras Nedarim, where you say any minig that you've done, it should be B'li Neder, where you get Meiser. Why? Because since it's only a minig, so if it was a mitzvah, so it's not shaykh to the darn, you have to do it anyway. But since it's only a mini lufi most of the paiskin, yeah, so therefore you must be masna, mitchila, and have in mind, parparas the darn, that you're not giving the meister b'tayrus chiyud, neder, but rather b'tayrus, you know, it's something good that you're doing, a maila. So we have three shittas, and this is the conclusion of most paiskin. Yesh Aimrim, that it's Dairaisa, there's such a mitzvah. Yesh Aimrim, that it's Drabbanan. V'yesh Aimrim, that it's a minig. So we can come and say in the middle, the Rambam didn't bring it, even if he held that Avraham Avinu gave Meiser for money. But since it wasn't Chiyuv, since it wasn't even a drabbanon could be, but rather it's a minig that he did, so the Rambam didn't feel to bring in the list of the things that they were misakin b'tayrus chiyuv. Avraham Avinu's misakin shachris. Rabbi say shachris is not a minig. Some people think it is, but it's not. It's a chiyuv. Mincha is even some people even less than a minig. It's a maila taiva. It's a mida taiva. But it's not rabbis, it's a chiyuv. And mayriv, kvar noga lev chayva, also it's not stami regular, it's not a maisa chsidus. You have to daven mayriv. But since maiser, the Rambam held, could be, is not a chiyuv chiyuv, memeila, the Rambam didn't feel to bring it in the list. Kach nirul aniyaz daiti. Okay. Rabbi said, let's turn it around a little bit. On the tzad of the Radbaz, that it's actually a minik taif to give Meiser. Yeah? What happened to the fact that Malki Tzedek was not a kayyid? And the answer is also miyushif, right? Which means that the Rambam would be l'shitase. If it was Meiser, it would have to go to a kayyid. But since it's not regular Meiser, but regular it's Meiser Mayis does not have to be given to the Kayin. Who does it have to be given to the Meiser Oni has to be given to a Levi? I didn't know that. I meant to say so that he was a Levi. I meant he's not a Levi. You know what I mean? What are you bothering me for? So the Pshat is Gork Poshit, right? Because since it wasn't regular Meiser, it was Meiser Mayis. So Meiser Mayis can be given to anybody who needs it. Right? Let's discuss this Nekuda Rabbeisa, yeah? Let's go through it. We've established that Malki Tzedek, yeah, was a kohen and not a Levi. We've also established that Meiser, the real Meiser, the Torahidic Meiser, can only be given to a Levi. And we don't pass like Reb Elazar ben Azariah. So we have a problem. According to the Shittas, that it was real Meiser, Ravid, what does he do with the Kasha? With the fact that what? That Malki Tzedek was only a Kain and not a Levi. I mean, yeah, the Ravid has to have a Pshat also, no? So we could come and say that he held like a blessing, but Azariah, that's nothing. Okay, because we paskin that it's supposed to be given to a lady. So let's begin with an Eben Ezra. It says an interesting pshat. And a chanami. It should have been given to a kain, a levi, but Avram couldn't find one. He didn't have a levi. Vavram hoiti amaisel l'chvayd Hashem, v'loi matza adam roi l'sita like a malki tzedek. He couldn't find anybody. Well, you're right. It has to be given to a levi, but if there's no levi, what do you do? So, but the last prayer he gave it to a kain. Yoitza Maisa with that. That's a big chiddush. This Eben Ezra big chiddush. And I don't hold that that's what the Eben Ezra is saying. I hold he's saying different. I hold he's saying something completely more, I say, let's say deeper. Something else is a kavan of the Eben Ezra. But let's just say it over Kipshutai, the way everybody says over the Eben Ezra. The question is, how come he gave it to Malki Tzedek? If Malki Tzedek was a kain and not a levi, the Teretz is a hanachanami. He couldn't find anybody to give it to, so he gave it to Malki Tzedek. We could say that that's good for what the Chizkuni was bothered by. What do you mean? Well, he couldn't find anybody. He gets the opposite. What? He gave it to Avram. What did he give to Avram? We could say Gar Geshmak. If you hold that it's not regular Meiser, but rather it's Meiser what? Ksafim. Who does Meiser Ksafim go to? One of two people. An Ani, which Avram Avinu at the time was. Right? Chazal say clearly, V'loyoyim ani asharti as Avram. Avram was poor. He didn't have his money. And Chazal, the Rishonim speak out, he had been talking, I'll get it a different way. Hashem promised him money, he'll get it. So he was an ani at the time. Or, al tzmachzik talmud chacham. Machzik Avram Avinu. He gave to yeshivas Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was a whole organization of yeshitayra and chesed. So he supported him. Malki Tzedek actually gave it to Avram. That shot the Chizkuni could be. You like it? You like it? It's beautiful. Beautiful Chizkuni. Yeah? After you? Okay. Again, let's Chizkuni. If Avram is giving Malki Tzedek, so Bishlam, according to the Ravid, a Rambam, excuse me, it wasn't regular Meiser, it was Lechvayda, like the Kesef Mishnah, or it was Meiser, and therefore there's no Chiv to give it to Dafka, to a Kain, and a Levi, and beautiful. Right, that's all good, the Rambam. But the Ravid, who learns it was regular Meiser, so you have a Kash, Hakim, he's giving it to Avram Avinu, how come Avram Avinu is giving Malki Tzedek if it has to be given to a Levi? I'm deriving the kashas apelitic. Wow, what did he give me a kayin meiser for? Teretz is what? The Gemara, Reb Lezer ben Azari, that you can give to a kayin? No, we don't pass. Elam, I, we could say like the Eben Ezra. He had nobody else to give it to. Yeah, so what? If you have nobody else to give it to, yaitz a meiser with that. And that's cool to you, Ravid, that he was misakin meiser if you gave it to the wrong person. Unless maybe Meister did it Afrosha. It's not a did in the Nesina. You can be kind of the mitzvah of Meister by being Mafresh Meister, even if you don't give it to the right person. You have to learn the sugis a little bit better. And maybe that's what the Eben Ezra means. He was Mafresh it. He had nobody to give it to. They gave it to him. Like today, when we're Mafresh Meister, we don't know what to do with it. What do they do with it? They burn it, right? In Eretz Yisrael, you burn it. You have nobody to give it to. So what do? But that frosh is there. Maybe that's what it means that he was Masakin Meiser. To be Mafresh Meiser. Or we could say the other way around. That actually that's what the Chizkuni is saying. It wasn't regular Meiser. It was Meiser Mois. Which was not going to answer the rhyme. It would answer, I mean, the Chizkuni would be good. In other words, the Chizkuni we could be learning with the Rambam Shita that it's Mois Meiser. And who's giving who actually, right? The Chizkuni is not going to become the rhyme. It'll become the Rambam. He's giving Mois Meiser. Who does he give it to? Avram Avinu, Alts Ani, or Alts Machzik Talmud Chacham? I don't believe that that's the pshat in Eben Ezra, Boisai. I think I want to say a tremendous yisayit over here. What is Meiser? Rabboisai, I believe there's two dinim in Meiser. There's one din of Meiser, the Chi of Meiser. One din of Meiser is the Hakaras HaTayv to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, and therefore I give Meiser. I have to appreciate what was given And I show that appreciation through giving ma'aser. Avada, there's a chiyuv ma'aser. When we say that Avraham Avinu was mesakin ma'aser, what does that mean? Could be it wasn't a din ma'aser, but he was mesakin. He instituted the idea of giving back when the Rabbi Hashem gives you. I believe that that's the words of the Eben Ezra. Klor, every single word of the Eben Ezra. Look at the Eben Ezra's words. Look at his lashon. Vavram hoitzi ha-maiser l'chvoid Hashem. Avram took maiser to honor Hashem. Aber v'loi matza adam roi l'sit alai. He didn't know who to give it to. So he gave it to Malki Tzedek. Are we talking about the chi of maiser? No. The chi of maiser, you're not yoitzi by giving it to Malki Tzedek. The concept, the idea of ma'aser, that's the pshat of Rome Avinu was Masak. Now we can say Gar Geshmak. The two Midrashim, one Midrash says Avram gave ma'aser, and the other Midrash says that Yitzhak was Masak and ma'aser. And the Teretz says, Rabbi Isai, how could they both be right? The Torah says, if you look carefully, they're not saying the same thing. Rishon, who was the first to give Ma'aser? Avraham Avinu. Who was the Mesakin? Who was Mesakin Ma'aser? Yitzchak. Avraham was the first to come up with the idea that I give Ma'aser. Al Takara Satoy. Like the Lashon of the Eben Ezer. L'chvoid Hashem. The Lashon of the Medrash is Avram Rishayim, he was the first Lite to give Ma'aser. Didn't say he was Misakin Ma'aser. Yitzchak established Ma'aser. Memela. The Ravid quotes it that Avram was the first to give Ma'aser. While the Rambam says, I don't want to say that it was Avram the first to give Ma'aser. Because it wasn't Ma'aser the way we understand Hilchas Ma'aser. It was the concept of being giving, being makir toiv to the Eibush, then give ma'aser. I'll prove this to you. How could Avram give ma'aser for something that doesn't belong to him? He wasn't kind of, he didn't want it. It says clearly, I don't want it. It says in the pasuk, take back everything, I don't want it. Yeah. Kach is arachush. Take it all back. I don't want it. That's the kasha. So how could you give ma'aser? How could you give ma'aser if it's not yours? You know who asked this? The Chizkuni himself. That's his raya, one of his rayas, that it was Malki Tzedek who gave Tavram because it didn't belong to Tavram. The Riva has to be miyashiv those that say that it was ma'aser. Shlal Milchama, he was kind of a Mela. Even if he didn't want it, it was still his. The truth is, in the Lashon HaPasuk, you don't see clearly that he didn't want to be kind of. What he said was, I'll take it, I'll give it back to you, maybe. The Chizkuni says, no, that means he wasn't kind of. If he wasn't kind of, how do you give ma'aser? So you can't say that what? That it was real chi of ma'aser. Unless you learn like the Riva Shlal Melchama, that he was kind of the Mela, he was kind of by himself, because it was the booty of the Melchama. It's a halacha, you're kind of Shlal Melchama, right? But on the Tzad, like the Chizkuni, he wasn't kind, so what's he giving Ma'aser for? There it is, either like the Chizkuni, Malki Tzedek is giving who? Avram. Or we could say, Enachanami wasn't a regular din Ma'aser. It was a conceptual, in concept, that's the right word for it in English? A conceptual
idea.
An idea of ma'aser, but wasn't regular ma'aser. Conceptual makes more sense, but conceptual of ma'aser. I'd rather have a different terrorist than this. Kash Agavurcha, if you're interested. I don't mind telling it to you. I found the Lashon of the Medrash. See, I went back, see, I always go back to the Mekor to see what the Rishonim, and before them the Midrashim. I hold that it's not he gave his ma'aser. He gave the miser that everybody who owned it lechatchila was supposed to give. He wasn't giving his miser. He was giving the miser for the dairis that didn't give. It wasn't his miser, but its miser. You like it. You're thinking. I'll tell you where I got it from. So first the Medrash. You look at the words of the Medrash, it says clearly. I read you the Medrash here. What a Mefurish Medrash, Rabbi. So you just have to learn. You have to know how to learn here.
Where's the Medrash?
Shh. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Oimer. Psikta de Rabbeleza Perikhav Zayin. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Oimer. Avraham Hischel Rishon La'aser B'Oilam Lokach Es Kol Meiser Zdoim V'Amoira V'Chol Meiser Loi Ben Achiv V'Nosan L'Shem Ben Noyach. He didn't give it. It says he gave Light's Meiser. He gave Stoim's Meiser. He didn't give his Meiser. Who says he gave his Meiser? He took it and gave the Meiser. Don't say anywhere he gave his Meiser. That's when you know how to learn. That's what happens. When you know how to learn, you get chlor. What's wrong, Rafi? What are you showing here?
Rashi said there was
I know. What am I saying, that Rashi didn't say that? I know that Rashi says that. But then you have all these problems, right? So I'm showing you that those that want to elude those problems have a terence. And the terence is, he didn't take what? The meiser of him. And therefore, you have a passion, washing kainit, and who gave to who, and lady and kainit, and you have a teretz, and teretz is, he didn't get his miser. He gave the miser of the mice that was supposed to be given, that was never given throughout the days. Oh, yeah. I have a riot to this. I think you should listen, if you ask me. Yankiv Avinu tells Rabbeinu Shalom, give me lechem lechoy lebegin lilboish and parshas vayetze by Shani when he starts his journey to the house of Lavan. Give me food, give me clothing, the chaylasher titein li aser asrenu lach, I'll give meiser. Can I ask you a simple shayla? If Yitzhak was misakin meiser, so what's the big deal what he's telling Rabbi Nishlam? You know, Rabbi Nishlam, if you give me, I'll put on tefillin. You know, Rabbi Nishlam, if you give me, I'll keep Shabbos. If you give me, I'll be a kasher yid, and I'll go lifnim mishur sadin, and I'll even say kriya shma. These are chiyuvim, so you have to do. I mean, what is he telling Rabbi Nishlam? So, Rabbis, I'd like to answer this kasha many ways. First of all, I'd like to tell you that Takit says in the Medrash that Yaakov was the first one to misakin meiser. Why does the Medrash say this? Because if it was before him, then what's he telling the Eibushel? Well, Chayr, that's shot in the Medrash, right? If it was before him, what is he saying? Well, I'll give you. Of course I'll give you. Or we could say that before him, Yitzchak was on the Tfuah. Right? Like the Ratbah says. And he was misakin what? V'choyil asher titein li. V'choyil, everything. What do you do with the sheetas that Avram was already misakin mois? So then it's not, right? So Terence, maybe Avram was misakin. Okay, we can go back. I don't want to start going back through again the whole like Chagadja. We have to, every time we have one more Nakuda, we have to go all the way back again, all the way to the Avram and then the Levi and Kayin and then okay. Or we could say, like the Medrash, Meiser Sheni, Choyla Shertitin Li, a new Darga of Meiser. Avram was Meiser Ksafin, Yitzhak was Meiser or Truma, and Yitzhak was Meiser Levi, and Yankiv was Meiser Sheni, or Meiser, to what Yitzhak didn't Masakin, and to what Avram wasn't Masakin, was not Masakin before. Okay. Oh, we could say a little differently. The Chaylasher Titein Li, Aser, Asren. How many times does he give Meiser? What is he repeating himself twice? Why is he repeating himself twice? So the Gemara Ksuba says, actually we're talking about a Chaymish. A tenth plus a tenth is a Chaymish. So if you take a look at the Avos Chesed of the Chofetz Chaim, Chelik Beis, Perik Yotes, there the Chofetz Chaim writes that actually if you could, you should give a fifth. Meiser is Mechuyim, 10%. If you could, you should try, meaning if you're capable and you're wealthy and so on and so forth, you give a tenth plus a tenth. Aser Asren, which is how much? A fifth. So you get the answer to your kasha? Yaakov. Yaakov gave more. Yaakov added on the maisa that everybody else gave, plus, and if you look at the Chofetz Chaim there, the Haggah, he explains that you shouldn't give right away, what? A fifth. First you give ten. Then you see, if you could, you give an extra 10. And that's why he breaks it up. Yankiv Avinu twice as the Chofetz Chaim. Aser, Asren. Just say Chaimish. Tell the Rabbi what Rabbi would ask. Take out his calculator and calculate. Rabbi Shmuel, you get a tenth of a tenth. But he got, I guess he knew that Amish knows math, maybe. He figured, you know. He's testing Hashem if he knows how to, you know. Tenth plus a tenth is a fifth. I mean, well, why don't you say straight, I'll give you a fifth. So the Chofetz Chaim learns from here that actually it's a tenth. And then you add another ten. Did you put your fish? Okay. Shame. Now, all we can say, I saw a very interesting tziv in Parshas Vayetze. Avram Avinu gave Meiser. Yitzhak gave Meiser. Yankiv also gives Meiser, yeah? So the kasha is, what's he adding? What's he telling the Eibishter? Says the Nitziv, he doesn't ask the Kashav, he speaks it out. And the Melul Lefi, the way he speaks it out, we can say that that's what he's coming to answer. Or even if he's not coming to answer it, it answers the Kashav. He didn't give it B'tayrus Meiser, he gave it B'tayrus Karbon. B'chaylasher titein li B'tayrus Karbon. I'll give you a Karbon, Rabbi Nishan, I will return to you. Whatever you give me, a tenth. Tell me, what's the difference? Meiser or carbon? And meiser is not a carbon, it's a type of carbon. I mean, if you use your imagination a little bit, and the stomach, I'm sure you can find tire in kachim, that the meiser is a carbon, right? What's the difference? Okay. Rabbi, so let me tell you what I think Pashup Shad is. You know the difference between meiser and a carbon? I'll tell you the difference. Meiser is on particular things. Carbon is on Kailasher Titein Li. It can be given from anything. And you know who the first person, you know who did this in Tanakh? Yiftach. Yiftach promised that if he wins the war, Yiftach HaGilodi, if I win the war, I will bring a carbon, mi Kailasher Yetzei mi Beisi. Anything that comes out of my house first, he gave a carbon from everything. Who came out first? We know the story, his daughter. And he had a big problem. So there's a whole Shaila, he should have been Matir Neder, Akal Panin. He sent her to a mountain and we never heard from her again because he promised her as a carbon. I hold that Yankiv meant the same thing. Whatever you give me, it's not Meiser. It's literally like Yiftuk said, I will give you a carbon. So someone's going to come and say, what's the difference? Very big difference. Meiser is only from Tefuah. Gedulei Karka. Animals included, because that's also called Gedulei Karka, and the Torah says there's a din Meiser. Mice, Avraham Avinu was Masakin, it could be on money too. But could it be on Nefashis? Could it be on human beings? And the answer is, carbon could be on anything. Like we see by Yiftach. Shh! like we see by Yiftach. That's what the Yitziv is saying, that it wasn't Meiser, Meiser, but what was it, Rabbeisai? It was a carbon. Someone's going to come and say to me, Rabbi Wolkin, it's very wild talk. It's carbon, people, Yiftach. You're making big jumps over here, huh? No, I'm not. There's a Mefurisha Medrash. But the Medrash says, actually, that by Yiftach, his daughter complained to him and said, Abba, my father, you know, Yankiv Amin also promised Kail, Asher Titein Li Asar Asrenulach, and he didn't include humans. So it's not me that makes the comparison to Yiftach. The daughter of Yiftach made the comparison between Yiftach and Yankiv Aminu. And I'll tell you even further. Yaakov Avinu did give Meiser from his humans. He gave Levi. The Evan Ezra says, wait a minute. He gave Meiser Kol Asher Titeili? He didn't give Meiser Kol Asher Titeili? He didn't give his children? He wasn't Maker of his children? Says the Evan Ezra, because anything which is fit for Meiser. Because since human beings are not fit to give Meiser, you can give Meiser from a person, right? You have 10 children, you can give Meiser. What do you live? According to the Bali Atayis, that's exactly what he did. Says the Evan Ezra, he meant anything that's fit to give Meiser. Human beings are not fit to give Meiser. So not included. Abesai, I'd like to tell you, the Mechilas, the Evan Ezra, of course the Evan Ezra maybe is going with Pshat, but the Bali Atayis bring the first Midrashim that say clearly they did give Maisa from his children. Just like Yiftach gave Karbin his what? And it's Miyushin. Why? Because if he taken meant Maisa, V'chol Asher Titein Li, and Achanami, the children are not included. But since he said Karbin, like by Yiftach, children included. Now let me read to you the Midrash. Medrash says, Bali Atos is bringing it down. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Listen to a Lashon of the Medrash. Ah. Listen to a Lashon of the Medrash. Maisa. Nope, not this one. Another one. Rabbi Yeshua Tisraknin B'Shem Reb Levi Omar Kusi Echad Sholes from Meir. It was a guy that asked from Meir. You say that Yaakov was truthful, right? Titein Emes LeYaakov. No, he wasn't. He said V'Koy Lasher Titein Li Aser Asrenu Loch. Where did he give Meiser from his children? So he says, what do you mean? Of course he gave Meiser to his children. He gave Levi. So the guy would do math, and he says, that's not enough. 1 out of 10, but if you have 14, 12 plus 2, Ephraim and Manasseh, he knew the psik of this guy, Ephraim and Manasseh. So actually, what happened to the two Shvatim? Well, I'm not reading the whole Medrash properly. Excuse me, I was doing it by heart, but I see the Medrash says a little different the way I'm saying it over. So the guy said, but there were two more. Says Levi, yeah, there were two more. There was actually four more. Because two plus the two Ephraim and Manasseh. So the guy says, well, you're making my kasha stronger, not weaker. What are you trying? I tell you there's 12 and we're empty the Meiser from that. So what do? You tell me there's actually 4. Amale, Koshkin, I sefis mayim oisef kai, you're making it worse. I put in the flour, meaning I started the cake, and you're adding the water. Nice mushroom, I like it. The guy was a smart guy. Yeah? You hear what he's saying? A nice mushroom. I put in the flour, you're adding the water, you're baking my cake. Amalei, he said to him, you're wrong, because you don't know math. You ready? How many imayus were there? Four imayus. Each ima had a bechayr. The bechayr is kadosh anyway. So take out four, says the Medrash, says Levi. Ten. One out of ten is Levi. Mayurdik. Ah, Levi. Amalei. So the guy saw the brilliance. Ravaisai, listen to a lashon of Chazal. Amalei Ashrecha. Praised are you, Ashreyu Moschoshata Shari Besaicha. Praised is your nation that they have somebody like you, Levi, among them. Yeah. They have a brilliant Levi on the spot. Of Levi. Yeah. Yeshua the Sachina B'Shem Reb Levi. Ah, Meidik, ah. Yeah, the guy says there's four more. Two more. Says Levi, what do you mean with this? Four more. So you're making it worse. No, I'm making it better because you don't know how to count. Yeah, if you were smart, you'd understand. Four more makes it better. Why? Because it explains four Mayis means four Bechayim. So we're left with ten. One out of ten is Levi. V'chayla asher titein mi'asir asrenu loch. So we answered a gevaldige teretz. Why is Yankee promising Meiser for ready? Meiser's a chiyuv from Yitzchak. And the teretz is carbon. We don't mean Meiser, we mean carbon. And included what? The children. Abesai, let me go further in this Yitzchak. Carbon. Why is he promising carbon? Is there a chiv to give a carbon? No chiv to give a carbon. Chiv mar meiser. And the Teretz Rabbi says, like what we said, is gevaldik. The chiv is one thing, and then there's an inyan of akaras atayv to appreciate the Rabbeinu Shlom's chesed. So you show that. You portray that by giving back to the Rabbeinu Shlom. Meiser is your chiv. You give extra, you give more, you give a carbon taida. Aser asrenu loch b'tayrus hakaras hatayiv. Person has to learn to be makir taiv to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So Enochanami, Yankovinu felt my chiyuvim, it's not enough. Of course I'll give ma'aser. But on top of that, I want to show hakaras hatayiv, like the lashon of the Eben Ezra, Avram hoitzi amaisel l'chvoid Hashem. To honor Hashem. To show appreciation to Hashem. He just won a war. A war shaloi kiderach hateva. Ayarkas chanicha. What did he have? Some say he went with Eliezer. That was the whole thing. That was him and Eliezer, according to many midrashim. Honor Eshkol. Mamre maybe a little bit. Maybe it was, he didn't have much of an army. And he won! Hakaras atay. He gave Meiser. Who? What's the difference to who? It's not a chi of Meiser. It was symbolic to give Hakaras HaTayv to Rabbeinu Shleil. We learn from here, Rabbi Isai, that in Meiser, there's the chi of course, but there's also the idea of Hakaras HaTayv. You give me, I give you back. I show that it's all from you by giving Meiser. To give Meiser and to feel and to be Zohir, Hilchis Meiser, Mamikayim the Meiser, yeah, is your real Oni, and then you go out of your way to find it. Mamish is a din Oni. It's all very good. But you can't forget. And it can't be drowned out. That curse of time that should come through, that when you give Meiser, I'm returning back to the Eibishter. B'nai Torah could be a putter for Meiser. In the sense that, if you can't pay your bills, we spoke about this many times, many hold that you first pay your bills, And if there is afterward, you're paying all your bills, left over anything, which is probably not the case, right? If anything, it's the minus and not plus after the paying of the bills. Then you could give ma'aser, which I am also not so clear about. Today, in today's times, you should have some money in the bank. We spoke about it. I asked Rebelsky once that maybe a person in the United States of America must also put away in the bank, because that's also part of responsibilities of chay, because you can't live today without backup money in the bank. I mean, what happens if chas v'shalom something happens? So we spoke that Rebelsky wasn't so sure about it, and he said, whatever it is, don't you shouldn't abuse the heter, even though it might taka be a heter, to not give even after you paid up all your chayvis, you could still keep extra money because you have to put away money in the United States of America, but not to abuse it. Sometimes a person could say, well, I need more money, I need more security, right? You have to know, you know, how much yen, how much not. Even if, like Rebelsky said, even if he's masking to the heter that I was thinking, but I hold to the heter, by the way. I hold that it's taka true that money has to be put away. In today's times, you can't say, I just pay up all my chayvis and I have nothing left. That's part of chayvis, is to have money backed up in case chas v'shalom something happens in today's times. But if you are not giving your ma'aser, or you're giving very small amounts of ma'aser, but that karas hatayv must be in big amounts, you shouldn't forget that nekuda. Potter for ma'aser doesn't mean potter for karas hatayv. And you have to show your gratitude and feel the gratitude to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Very important. I hold this as a very strong insight. How? First of all, shmiras dvarim shel chasidus. Giving extra time for learning, extra time for chesed. Show I pay back. Show I owe you, Rabbeinu Shlomo, for the time that you've given me. You see that from Yaakov Avinu. The chol asher titim, he wasn't mechuyiv to give chol asher titim li. The chiv was asra asrenu. Yitzchak was mesakin ma'aser, fine. But the chol asher titim li, to bring a carbon, which means to go and show extra because of my appreciation that you have given me. So I'm returning to you, that we all have to show regardless of the ma'aser, if we're giving or not giving. That has nothing to do with it. In other words, we can be potter on the ma'aser, but you're definitely not potter on the hakaras hatayv. And I want to show you something further, and with this will end. What did Yaakov already get that he showed hakaras hatayv, that he promised kol asher titen li'asar asrenu lach? He says, v'nasa li lechem lechel, u'beged lilbosh. He's only asking for simple basics. And on that, he says to Rabbeinu Shloim, I show you such gratitude. I'm willing to give even a carbon, even for my children. No, we live in a time that we don't only have the basics. We have so much more than the basics. We have everything given to us on a silver platter, and we're still not happy. And we still don't appreciate, and we still don't have the feeling of Akaris Hatayv. Rabbi Yishu, look what you gave me. More, and give me more, and I need more, and I'm not happy. Yaakov Avinu is asking for nothing, and he's willing to be makir tayv and to express abundance of appreciation through giving a carbon, while we have everything and we don't appreciate, we don't show or feel the proper hakaras hatayv to Rabbeinu Shlomo. So this is the aside I believe that we can learn from this parsha. Ma'aser is chiyuv, as well as a sign, an ice of hakaras hatayv to Rabbeinu Shlomo. I also see from the parasha that when you give ma'aser, it's not just the actual giving, but you have to show and feel hakaras hatayv when you give the ma'aser. It's not just, in Yiddish we say, the tukin of ma'aser. The dry act of giving ma'aser. There's an hakaras hatayv. It's possible that if you gave ma'aser, you didn't feel, or you don't express the proper hakaras hatayv to Rabbeinu Shlomo, it's ikar chasam and asefer. Tofas hatofel v'niach ha'ikr. Maybe. You missed the point of Meiser. And I also feel that we can learn from over here that those that are potter for Meiser, those that can't give Meiser, or they give very little Meiser, it's how much more so than they have to add it in the department of Akar Satayv. If you're giving less Meiser, so show more Akar Satayv. If you're not giving the proper amounts that everybody gives, or everybody should be giving, so at least make up for it by showing more Hakaras HaTayv to Rabbeinu Shlom through any means that you could find. And the last thing that I want to learn out from over here, you see, for what you have to show how much Hakaras HaTayv, for the little bit that Hashem gives everybody, you have to show an abundance of Hakaras HaTayv, like Yaakov Avinu showed, how much more for sure in today's times that we have everything. And these are the lessons that I learned from this week's parasha. Avraham Rishon. Avraham was the first one to give Meiser. Concept of Hakaras HaTayv in Meiser. Rabbi, say, have a wonderful week. We'll see you in Mitzvah Shem again next Sunday.
Maybe. Maybe this is the